In brief, a very wet day ahead, most probably. Heat and dry weather is coming. Friday update. The jet stream is sliding in to add lift to the atmosphere as ample amounts of atmospheric moisture flow in behind a cool front. That spells a high chance of precipitation today and tonight. Figure 4 update. The NWS has issued the following flash flood watch. Be careful out there. Issued. 2:23 a.m. June 16, 2023 National Weather Service. Flood watch in effect from noon MDT today until 10 p.m. this evening. Asterisk what? Flash flooding caused by excessive rainfall is possible. Asterisk where? The Northern Front Range foothills, Boulder and Denver metro areas, Palmer Divide, and adjacent plains through Elbert and Lincoln counties. Asterisk when? From noon MDT today until 10 p.m. this evening. Asterisk impacts. Excessive runoff may result in flooding of rivers, creeks, streams, and other low-lying and flood-prone locations. Extensive street flooding is also possible. Asterisk additional details. Numerous showers and thunderstorms will develop this afternoon and continue into this evening. The stronger storms will be capable of producing 1 to 2 inches of rain in an hour or less, and there may be repeated rounds of heavy rainfall. While the highest threat will be over the Palmer Divide and in the Cameron Peak Burn area, flash flooding will also be possible in urban locations including the Denver metro area. Precautionary preparedness actions. You should monitor later forecasts and be prepared to take action should flash flood warnings be issued. Figure 4 update. Snippet of the 10-day graphical forecast for Denver from weatherunderground.com. End Friday update. Wednesday update. We get a bit of a break today with low storm chances, but not zero. Figure 3 update. Another trough pulls in moisture and increases instability Thursday through Saturday. Severe chances may return to the Front Range and I-25 region, though the SPC is not including these regions yet. Then we get a short taste of actual summer weather before afternoon storms make a comeback mid-week. Figure 3 update. The 10-day graphical forecast for Denver from weatherunderground.com. End Wednesday update. Monday update. Today is going to very similar to yesterday, Sunday. Ample moisture is around as the West Coast trough approaches and passes us. Storm motions will slow today, increasing flooding chances. The chance of a tornado shifts a bit further south. Hail and high winds are still a risk, marginal 1 out of 5, again. The NWS has issued the following flash flood watch. Flood watch remains in effect through this evening. Asterisk what? Flooding caused by excessive rainfall continues to be possible. Asterisk when? Through this evening. Asterisk impacts. Excessive runoff may result in flooding of rivers, creeks, streams, and other low-lying and flood-prone locations. Asterisk additional details. Thunderstorms are expected to develop late this morning through this evening across northeastern Colorado. Any thunderstorms that develop this afternoon could produce heavy rainfall rates. Precautionary preparedness actions. You should monitor later forecasts and be alert for possible flood warnings. Those living in areas prone to flooding should be prepared to take action should flooding develop. Turn around, don't drown when encountering flooded roads. Most flood deaths occur in vehicles. Be aware of your surroundings and do not drive on flooded roads. Move away from recently burned areas. Life-threatening flooding of creeks, roads, and normally dry gulches is possible. Heavy rains may trigger rock slides, mudslides, and debris flows in steep terrain. Figure 2 update. The SPC severe weather forecast for Monday from NOAA. End Monday update. Sunday update. Just a quick update, as the Storm Prediction Center has included I-25 communities up to berthed in a marginal risk for severe weather, 1 on a scale of 1 to 5. They have issued a slight risk up to about Thornton and southward. Damaging hail and high winds are the primary risk, except Denver and southward, where an isolated tornado or two is possible. Keep an eye on your apps and notifications. It is possible these risk areas will expand as the SPC reassesses new data midday. Most locations should see 1/2 to 1 inch of water as activity picks up this afternoon. Figure 1 update. The severe storm forecast map from the SPC and NOAA for Sunday. End Sunday update. The forecast discussion. A glance at Figure 1 shows that rain chances remain elevated through Tuesday. The big ridge to our east, a high in Canada and a high in Mexico, isn't moving much. The trough, red L in Figure 2, to our west will pump air from the southwest overhead, black arrow, and send short waves our way to enhance storm strength. Meanwhile, lower in the atmosphere, there is Gulf moisture heading upslope towards us, Figure 3. This means that flooding rains, red hatching Figure 4, are possible with even some snow in the higher elevations. There is also a marginal risk, just up to Longmont and off to the southeast, for hail and damaging winds Sunday, Figure 5. If the skies clear in the AM, you could see conditions where weak landspouts may form. Tornado-like phenomena where warm air drains up into the sky, different than a thunderstorm creating the updraft causing a tornado to form. Figure 1. The 10-day graphical forecast for Denver from weatherunderground.com. Figure 2. The 500 MB forecast map from the GFS and tropicaltidbits.com for Sunday noon. Figure 3. The precipitatable water forecast for Sunday noon from the GFS and tropicaltidbits.com. Figure 4. The surface forecast map from the NWS for Sunday. Figure 5. The SPC severe weather forecast for Sunday. The longer range forecast. Starting Wednesday, temperatures rise and storms return to an afternoon heating-driven pattern, Figure 1. The GFS expects widespread 1 to 2 inches of water over the next 5 days. Wow, what a wet spring. Figure 6. The 5-day precipitation forecast from the GFS and weather5280.com.